KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Investigations are underway to locate the source of a drug haul worth 15 million rand that was found at the Richards Bay port. Authorities descended on a vessel at the port in northern KwaZulu-Natal after receiving a tip-off yesterday. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
The walk say after receiving information, an operation was set up. It included police officers, officials from the customs unit at the South African Revenue Service, US diplomats, as well as private security. They located a vessel that is believed to have traveled from Colombia. Blocks of cocaine were found amongst iron that the vessel was importing. The Hawks say no arrests have been made at this stage. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC in KZN says it plans to challenge the High Court ruling on the party's trademark case all the way to the Constitutional Court. The Durban High Court dismissed the party's bid to prevent the Umkhonto we Sizwe party from using its disbanded military wing's logo and name yesterday. The party's Mafika Mdebele.
It's not about winning or losing. It is a matter of principle. The history and the historical demand and the mandate that we have is to do everything in our power to defend the brand ANC, to defend its legacy and all institutions associated with the party.
KZN Premier Nomusa Dube-Ncube says safety was one of the main reasons behind the opening of a new Home Affairs office inside the Pavilion Shopping Centre. Dube-Ncube joined Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi in officially launching the new branch in Westville yesterday. The office, which will strictly work on appointments, will assist those applying for passports and identity documents.
Because imagine for younger kids, sometimes people have got to take them to those central town, Pine Town and those other areas. And we've had a number of people being robbed, car hijacked and all of that. So really for us, it is bringing back the dignity of our people.
And abroad, the UK Parliament has passed the controversial Safety of Rwanda Bill after 2 years of legal battles and political wrangling. The bill allows the government to deport asylum seekers who arrive in the UK by irregular means to Rwanda. The Supreme Court ruled last year that the bill is unlawful as Rwanda's asylum system has a poor human rights record. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says Rwanda is a safe country.
We've put an airfield on standby, booked commercial charter planes for specific slots, and we have 500 highly trained individuals ready to escort illegal migrants all the way to Rwanda.
Durban, a high of 25 today, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And coming up in your sports, the Shimla's Crown Varsity Cup champions Djokovic named the Laureate Sportsman of the Year, and United skipper Bruno Fernandes says the players are fully behind manager Erik ten Hag.